A lot of it is just imagination. Some of the time you can figure out what's likely to have happened, or maybe a few options of things that are likely to have happened in that period. And that's gaps in the chronological order of things. There are also gaps in terms of voices. You don't get people's voices directly very often. You sometimes get them through the court records, and I do have a couple of things of Nellie's voice recorded in court documents, which is great, but very limited as well. So you're creating voices for these people. And I don't think that I could claim to be aiming for total accuracy in terms of how they spoke and what they said to each other. That's just it's impossible. It's hard too, because there's a lot of vernacular from that period that audiences, that readers at this point in time would not necessarily understand, which is a difficult thing to juggle. Writing about it too, wanting to create that sense of place and to give those voices that authenticity, but not alienate people who are reading now so that it's incomprehensible. Although that said, a lot of the swear words and things are the same, which is handy. But, it's a tricky thing to deal with. I think you've got to constantly have it in your mind that you're not just playing with these people, and they're not there for you to manipulate. And I think people reading something, whether it's fiction or non-fiction, can tell when there's some sort of trickery involved, when there's manipulation that's very deliberate, when there are sort of falsehoods in there that jump out at you, things that just sort of stick out of the text and don't feel right. I think people know. So it's really about trying to empathise, I suppose, and put yourself in the place of these people and try and imagine what they would have done, what they would have been thinking.